Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Sam, one in six people in Australia is in Struggle Street over how much credit card debt they're in.
Really? Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. And that debt might never be paid, apparently. That is the findings from a report from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. So basically, Aussies in general have $45 billion owing in debt.
Wow. Who covers for that? The government?
Mm. Yeah.
So okay, I imagine if you, like, I don't know, get a couple of $1 million debt and then you unfortunately pass away, the government pays for the rest of that debt, or...
Yeah, look, it's bad for us, it's bad for the economy, but I thought of, I suppose, slapping people on the wrist, I thought we would celebrate, Sam, the little wins that we're all making. So instead of saying, we're in debt, let's celebrate the good times, the things that we're swapping out for the better.
Yeah, life's too negative, hey?
So one of the things that maybe some of you people are doing out there in Melbourne, if you are bringing your lunch to school or to work this week instead of buying something, good on you. A round of applause. What about if you're drinking instant coffee instead of buying a cup of coffee? Good on you.
Good
round
on
of applause.
Well done. Well done.
Walking or riding instead of taking public transport or driving, also very good.
Environmentally friendly. Well done. Well done.
Putting aside money into a separate savings account before making purchases. That's very adult of you. Well done.
Yes, that's part of our, like, how to adult, I guess. Maybe that person's winning over us.
Stop it. Teach us your ways.
Yes, definitely.
All the food prep lovers out there, if you love making a huge batch of food and spreading it out across the week, yes, well done.
Yes,
round of applause for you.
Well done.
Using as many free trials as possible, for instance. The gym. Trying all the gyms as you possibly can. Got a 2-week trial? Quit that one, then do another 2-week trial after that. Keep it going. Keep the applause coming. Absolutely. Well done, guys.
Yes, celebrate those little wins right there, hey?
Yeah, Sam, so what do you do to help, I suppose, the economy, those $45 billion to put aside? I know you're probably one of those sorts of people that brings your lunch to work in little compartments and just
that
you teach.
Yeah, well, I teach them not to waste the art resources to recycle paper. I know a lot of them, they're like, this is just scrappy bits. And I'm like, well, you know what? You can make a really awesome piece of artwork with that, so use the scrappy bits. So I'm going to say congratulations to me as well.
Yeah.
just self-applause there.
And for all you FOMO people out there, if you are sick of waiting until clothes are going from full price until on sale, perhaps you're borrowing your friend's gear for those selfies, or you're selling your clothes for new ones too. Well done, guys. Give yourself a round of applause.
Oh, well done. Well done. Good on Melburnians. I feel like we are very environmentally friendly. We're on our way. We're not as up as other countries, I would say.
No, $45 billion in debt. We're getting there.
Yes. I think there's like some Scandinavian countries and stuff which have like literally no like waste and stuff like that. Maybe if we get to there eventually, but... Yeah,
we've got a long way to go.
Not as far ahead as Europe, hey?
But small steps for mankind.
Julia, I was looking at... Okay, I'm an art lover. Do you like art?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of art.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll like this new art exhibition.
Okay.
So there's a new exhibition coming to Melbourne.
Excellent. There's always plenty around.
Yes,
NGV.
Yes. Well, this one is going to be at the Melbourne Showgrounds, and it's actually a piece of artwork called Bodyworks.
Okay.
And it features dozens, so about 30, I would say, 30 corpses.
Oh, my God.
So actual human bodies.
No.
Their skin has been removed so that you can look at them. They're not, like, open, you know. They're in, like, cabinets and stuff. And they've been preserved so that you can almost look at them as art and almost study them as science.
That is not art. That is not for science. No.
This is
they're people. They
this
were
is what
people.
Medical students do all the time. They have bodies to look at. And
but you're not going to the Melbourne Showgrounds, get in a show bag for no
show bag of human body parts.
You're not expecting that when you go there.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this and going, okay, well, the human body is kind of art in itself. Like, okay, I'm a bit. What I would say weird with my artwork, that I do appreciate this sort of stuff and I find it fascinating medically as well as artistically. I would definitely go and I would get up close and personal.
Would you really?
I would, because it's fascinating. It's so fascinating. And the fact that they've been, like, preserved. Like, these are people within the last maybe 30 or 40 years, I would say, that have been preserved. And they had family. They had friends. They had careers. They had pets. They had lives, feelings. And we can go and look at them now. I wonder if their family and friends can also go and look at
them. Who in their right mind will give consent to put a loved one out there on display for the world? I understand maybe, like, if you've got a display of body-painted humans or something, and they're exhibitioning for some whatever reason.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of normal.
You know, like, I've seen videos of someone who was a body paint artist, and they painted someone clothes. So they put, like, they're wearing jeans, they're wearing, like, a singlet top, completely naked, but it looked like it was realistic, all the paint. Mm. That I would go to.
Okay.
I would not go to this. That is going to creep me out. Flesh? No, I'm not good with blood. So
that's so
maybe medical students would be slightly different.
Right. I'm just so the opposite. I'm definitely
engrossed.
Going. I am going to be there breaking the door down. I'd find it so fascinating.
I wonder how many tickets they will sell.
I don't know. I imagine lots, because it was also featured in Casino Royale, so one of the James Bond movies.
Right.
He's walking through. There's sort of like an enemy he's following. And I think a lot of people thought they were fake and that they just look like art because they're on display and everybody's looking at them. But no, they are real.
And you can have special effects in movies, so it makes sense that they could be fake. But
yeah, exactly.
They've put them in the freezer to keep them fresh for this exhibition in Melbourne.
They put them in like formaldehyde, sort of this stuff to. Oh, so it's like a chemical you put into somebody's body and it slows down the process of decay. I know the word decay.
Oh, can we stop? This is too much.
Well, see if you want to go check it out at Melbourne Showground. So that is Body Works again. Tell us what you think at Get Cereal. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. If you do go, take some photos and send it to us. We'd like to
see
it.
Tweet us. Let us know.
How to adults.
Yes, it is time for How to Adult.
That's right. Each week we learn how to adult, how to be a better adult, how to hashtag adulting, basically. So every week we've done basically a different challenge. We've brought you guys along on the journey through our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram videos that you guys can check out.
Yes. What have we done? We've done sewing.
Yep.
We've done reverse parking. So not parallel parking, reverse parking.
Yes.
Which I think is even more difficult,
really?
I have to admit. What other ones did we do?
We tried to fold a fitted sheet.
Yes, we did.
We tried to cut onions without crying.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few things that we have tried and mostly failed, but we've kept a scoreboard, and I'm pretty sure, Sam, you're kicking my butt.
I think it's 4-3, and I'm 4.
Okay. So
I'm pretty sure that's the score.
I'm not trailing that far behind. That's good.
Yeah. Like, we had a few. We both won a few, but I think there was one that I had won over you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel guilty because
honestly,
you're my friend.
Honestly, no, it's fine. It's all fair and
I know. I need to be more competitive, hey?
Yeah. Well, you were a bit harsh at when we did the reverse parking.
I was. I thought that time I would just let you have it.
But, guys, everyone listening right now, if you've got ideas for us, because we only have one show left next week, we want to do a final How to Adult. We want to rein it in, and we want to put the call out for your suggestions.
Yes.
Because, you know, does anyone really feel like an adult? You know, maybe you've got some ideas. I've got a mate who actually got a credit card just to buy a bed, so a very adult thing for him to do.
Oh, yeah. Also having just a credit card in general, like when you're moving out of home. And stuff and debt history and all that. Yeah, that's very adulty.
Getting a credit card and also getting a large, you know, purchase and also doing it something for the home decor. So he's basically ticked 3 boxes in one go.
Oh, I would even say with the whole purchases thing is actually being able to stick to a budget is really important as an adult. I don't feel like I can do that at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of other ideas. We want to hear yours, though. We're going to throw out a few ones that a couple of Google searches have said are probably the most adulty things, like hosting dinner parties. I don't know whether that's really going to be something we can do in the studio, but maybe we can try.
We can see. I don't know. What about drinking enough water?
No one does that enough, so that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That there's apps for that, which is ideal. Appreciating fine music. Maybe you'll have some Beethoven. Maybe you have some Brahms on the show. Maybe we'll lose the two listeners we currently have. So that wouldn't be ideal.
What about nailing a job interview? I know we've done a similar video for this, but I think actually nailing it and getting a job is important for being an adult.
What about going to, and I'm going to have to drop the name, otherwise you won't be able to follow what I'm saying, but going to IKEA without getting lost. Mum said that was probably one of the most difficult things to do.
It's frustrating, hey?
As a child, as an adult, maybe you just want to go straight to the section where you get the meatballs, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. What about getting a reasonable amount of sleep?
Oh, you're good at that, Sam. You already kill me in that area.
That's why I want to go for that one because I know I win.
That would be a very boring show if we attempt to sleep in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. But how would that work? Like, would it be over 8 or 9 hours? Or would I don't know if that would really work.
We'll have to figure out the logistics. But hey, guys, please hit us up if you have suggestions. We are going to do our final How to Adult with our final show next week, 8 to 10 a.m. on Get Serial Saturdays. But before that, we are going to be playing a bit of a tune. Here is Annie Hamilton, Fade, from our Sweet 16 right here on Sin.
And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for you today.
That's right. It's almost 10 o'clock. We got to get out of here. But if you have missed any of the show, please catch up on our podcast, Get Serial. You can search for it on iTunes, on Spotify, on Omni, or on all your favourite podcasting apps. You can find it there where to the Saturday show.
Definitely. And if you liked any of our songs, our fantastic songs that we handpick, we try to have a variety every single week, you can check out our Twitter page at Get Serial. We have tweeted every single one. It's kind of like your very own Shazam, wouldn't you say, Julia?
Shazam. Yes, and you can keep in touch with us. You can keep on track of everything that we're doing online on Get Serial, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, on Twitter. Like Sam said, please feel free to tweet us if you've got any thoughts. We covered a fair bit, like does anyone feel like an adult? What is the difference between bouldering and rock climbing? Would you get a tattoo for free things? Yes. There was some interesting stuff that we chatted about, so we'd love to hear your thoughts as well.
Yes, please hit us up then. Don't worry, you won't miss us too much because we've got all of the Get Serial team, which will be back Monday starting from 6. And of course, we'll be back for our last show next Saturday.
That's right. It's the last week of this season for all you guys that are playing along at home. Our radio season finishes up this week.
Oh, you're going to miss us.
Yeah, you're gonna miss the crew Monday through to Saturday. So make sure you tune in and hear their last shows of this season. But yes, we will be back with Get Serial on Monday from 6 a.m. Keep it sin.
See ya.